Blog Talk Radio. teach me how to dance. A foxtrot above my head, a sock hop beneath my bed. A disco ball is just hanging by a thread. I don't know.
By someone that sang that song.
I should know who sang that, and I don't know. I feel really silly. I will look that up in a moment. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we want to welcome everybody to the show tonight. It's a very cold evening here in Florida, and we want to dedicate the show to a very dear friend of mine who passed earlier today, Teresa Aperwick Sangerin, and I want to make sure I always had a hard time with her married last name.
Uh-huh.
Teresa Aperwick Sangerin. She was a friend of mine from school.
Oh,
and,
really?
A wonderful girl. I met her in middle school.
Oh, wow.
Actually, and she has battled cancer since she was 32 years old.
That's heartbreaking.
And it was. Cancer's insidious. It's a horrible thing, but she handled it with such grace and such class, and always had a positive thing to say, and was always positive to other people, and always had a beautiful smile on her face. And she loved sunflowers.
Aww.
And she was just a wonderful soul. And I flew up to see her 2 years ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
And
you had a great time.
We had a wonderful time, and I'm just so glad that I did that. Because I got to spend some quality time with her. And usually when I go places, usually my family's always in tow.
Right.
But I actually flew up and spent like 3 days just with her,
which
was really great. And rented a convertible, and we, you know, she was on a walker even then. But we went out. We just had the best time.
Well,
and
that's
we just
good.
Had a lot of fun. And I just
at least you have some nice memories that are recent.
Yes, and I'm just you know, she's in God's heaven now, and in His sunflower garden, and not in pain and happy, and so we want to dedicate the show to her.
Yes.
Tonight. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take just a very short break and play a song that is special to me, and then we'll be back and we'll start our show.
Thank you.
a beautiful rendition of Amazing Grace by Nanya Musakori. So
yes,
wanna,
that was beautiful.
I want to dedicate that to Teresa. I hope everybody's warm tonight. We've had a cold front move across the entire United States.
It's going to be 30 degrees tonight.
It's going to be cold.
30.
That's
cold. We live
cold.
In Florida.
I know. You know, it was funny because we were at the gym earlier, and I wore, like, long, well, I don't know, what do you call those?
Leggings.
And I was actually thinking these are going to be too warm, but they weren't.
I did not wear long ones.
No.
And I was still sweaty.
See, it's cold.
It's
I
cold.
Don't deal with the cold well. I don't deal with the cold well. I don't like it.
Well, I get up at 5:30 in the morning, and I have to take my dog out.
I don't whine, yeah. Hey, I got something really important to tell everybody. We decided to do something incredibly cool because we have somebody incredibly cool who has agreed to do something with us, so we're going to talk about
it. And we're all super cool people.
We are all super cool people. So, as everyone knows, next Wednesday night we are not going to be doing the show because next Wednesday night is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, so we will not be doing the show because we're all going to be baking and stuff like that.
Yes.
And, however, the following week we have decided to take the day off, and we are all heading up to St. Augustine, and we're going to do the show live from St. Augustine, Florida, and we will be doing it from right beside the fort in St. Augustine, Florida.
That's going to be cool.
It's going to be great, and the Castillo St. Marcus, is that how you say it? Castillo St. Marcus? And what's really cool about it is we're going to have a guest along with us who has his degree in parapsychology. He's extremely, extremely knowledgeable. His name is Mike Colfus, and he's going to be not only talking about the paranormal and about connecting with spirits, but he's also going to be talking about a private tour that's been done for him many, many, many years ago by somebody he knew as an insider who has a degree in parapsychology regarding the fort. So he's going to take us to a special location.
Yeah, we haven't been to that part of the fort.
No, we really haven't. And so he's gonna get us down to that section.
Yes.
Where some pretty horrible things have happened. In particular, it's where they used to line up
the
people,
prisoners.
Yes, and shoot them. And so what we want to do is make sure if there's any souls there who've maybe caught what I call caught in between, so we're going to try and cross them over. Now, we may get there and find nothing.
Right.
But we may get there and find some that definitely want
know.
To cross over. So,
or that want to communicate. Or,
right, exactly.
You know.
So we're going to be doing that live from location next Wednesday night, December 3rd.
Right.
Not next Wednesday, the Wednesday after Thanksgiving. And so we hope you'll all join us for that. Now, the show will start at 7:30. What we normally do when we do the show is we always take a hotel right by the location.
Right.
We start the show, and then we play three songs in a row because we have time because we've done this.
And then we drive really fast.
And we drive incredibly fast, and we have a team that's already set up at location. And then we actually proceed with we'll meet Mr. Colfus there, and then he'll tell us a little bit about the fort on air and then some of the things that he knows and some interesting facts. And
yeah,
I think everyone will find it really, really
cool.
It's
going to be interesting, and hopefully we'll get a lot of cool activity.
I think we will get a lot of cool activity, and I just feel like we will. I don't know why.
So I think so, too.
Looking forward to this. It's going to be really great. As always, tonight we're going to be doing mini angel readings, and if you'd like to call in and get one, you could give us a call at 323-679-0882. That's
323-679-0882.
Yahoo! And, one of the things I was thinking about this week, it was like a hectic week for you. You were really busy, right?
I was very busy. It's been a hectic couple weeks for me.
It really has been. And I think part of the holidays, it always seems to get hectic for everybody because all businesses, retail picks up, right?
Well, yeah. The company I work for, we do a lot of retail type stuff.
Right.
And we are, we're headed into the Thanksgiving, Christmas season, and oh my goodness.
I know, and it gets so busy. And that's usually when we are individually outside of work the busiest, too.
Yes.
So it gets kind of crazy. We wanted to talk about also last weekend, Jessica and I and my daughter went to a special location in Flagler Beach.
Oh, right, right.
And our goal is to disprove the theory that the Matanzas Massacre happened where they claim the Matanzas Massacre happened,
mm-hmm.
because we believe that it did not happen in that location, that, in fact, it happened somewhere else. And it was interesting because we had the opportunity to interview the parks person.
It's a park ranger.
Yeah, Ranger Rick. His name wasn't really Rick, but that's what we're going to...
He was very cute.
He was very cute. We decided we would have dated him if we were much younger and I was single.
20 again.
But he was so cool, and he was very interesting. And actually, he wrote a paper on that very thing and on the massacre. And what I thought was really interesting, and I'm looking for it. You see me sitting here, I'm like trying to grab
You're
stuff.
You're looking in the garbage can. That frightens me.
Because one never knows what I might have done with that piece. I folded it up. Anyway, he was really interesting, and he told us some cool stuff. But the reality is this. They have never on that location or anywhere thereabouts found any remnants, bones, buttons, buckles, snaps. Not that the head snaps then.
Well, anything dated to that
armature,
period
nothing,
of time.
Yeah, nothing. And if 200 men were massacred,
mm-hmm.
you would find something. You would find
a lot of something.
All they've ever found were Native American artifacts. And he said he was such a wealth of information.
Yes.
He said, as a matter of fact, there were trenches built, even for the property next door that is hopefully going to be donated to the Matanzas site, and when that property was dug and they had to put a new well system in, he said it was dug so many feet wide and so many feet deep, and they checked that too, and still nothing
was found. Mm-hmm.
And so you have to question where that is. So our goal was to go out and just kind of poke and see what we can find.
And plus we were on the beach.
We were on the beach, and what happened was during the massacre was that the ship was shipwrecked.
Mm-hmm.
And then they crossed over trying to get through to the inlet, to the land, and it wasn't so easy. And it was narrow there. And they were all camped out on the beach. Did
mm-hmm.
you know that?
Mm-hmm.
And they were looking out over the sand dunes, which tells you that they had to be hidden by sand dunes. Now, the topography of the land has changed a little
bit. Well, I think it's changed a lot. Plus, there's
houses and development.
Right.
But it turns out that there was another inlet further south.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if that might be closer to it. So what we did was we drove out to a private area of the beach, and then we very politely knocked on the door of someone who lives there and said, could we please detect in this area?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, absolutely, you could park here, go right ahead. And then they let us use their private beach access to go down there.
Yes, which was great.
Which is really sweet. I just love when people do that because they didn't know us from Adam.
No,
you know?
And she could have said, no, go
Are you
away.
People crazy? Get out of here, you crazy old woman. But she didn't say that. But what was really interesting, we had like 35 to 40 per mile hour winds.
Yes, I think it blew a hair off my head.
It was. These are pictures that will never be posted.
Not at all.
No,
they're the worst pictures of me ever.
They're and so we went and we metal detected this beach, and we found very little, and which was interesting.
We found a couple things,
but we did find a couple of things, and we have them soaking in a vinegar solution right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Kolf has helped us with that, by the way. And it did bubble.
Did it? Good.
Yes. And so one of the one looks like a plum. You know when you're getting a plumb line and you got to wait at one end? It could also be a sinker.
I was going to say, that's
what
I think it's
probably
more
a sinker, a weight for a large fishing line. That we found. It was crusted, but all that crustacean came off.
Yeah.
We found a penny, and then we found something that is so crusted over, we can't quite tell what it is.
Well, he also told me that you need to put a magnet to it.
Okay.
To see what kind of metal you're talking about.
Okay.
So if it's magnetic,
then it's not silver or gold.
Right.
Okay. And that makes sense.
Because it could just be iron.
And I believe it is iron. I believe it is iron. But what I think it might be, and I don't know why I think this, that it could be a flintlock. I don't know why. It has the shape, although I'm not sure. It's hard to tell because there's so much crustacean.
Yeah. It looks thicker than that, though.
Yeah. We're going to find out. It's in the solution, and we'll see what happens. But it was, we just had a wonderful time, and then after speaking with the Parks and Recreation person, we found out some more history, and he had done a thesis on it, so that was really interesting. And then we got to go onto that stretch of private beach. But then after that, and I don't know anyone listening if you're like this, but we're driving down the street, and we see an iron gate from like the 1930s, 1940s,
uh-huh.
On an old stone wall, and it was open with a dirt road, and there were no trespassing signs.
Right.
So what do you? That's like heaven.
So
that's
that
like, oh my God, check it out. So we did. We drove down there, and it was like this lot right on the intercoastal,
yep.
And it was wooded, but you could walk. You could tell something was there. We couldn't figure out what.
Yeah.
And we walked the whole property and could never figure out what it was, which was interesting.
We never did figure it out. It's a beautiful piece of property, though.
Gorgeous, you know. But
and it wasn't for sale either, was it?
No, it was very weird. And I've tried to do some research, and I didn't do nearly as much as I could have, because if I had, I would have come up with something. It'll be interesting to find out what it
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Something was definitely there, and we are going to find out more information on it. However, by the time we got back to the car, we looked down at our pants, and I don't know if you have these up north. We have something called hitchhikers.
Well, we call them hitchhikers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not the technical term.
No, I don't think.
The kids down here, that's what they call it, because they hitch a ride on your pants.
Yeah, and you've got to pull each one off.
I mean, they literally stick.
Yeah,
your pants.
It's so annoying, and they're not easy to pull off.
No, they're a pain in the neck.
So I probably had about 300, and I brought a change of clothes, so I just in the middle of the woods or
you were
changed.
Smart.
Yeah, I did because they were all over my pants. It seemed like when I was picking them off, it was getting on my sleeves.
Well, because they stick to
they're just whatever
so they touch. Sticky. They're like
so,
Velcro.
Yeah, so got changed, and then something really eerie happened. We decided to come back because we were also had to do the planetarium that night. It's a very hectic time. And on the way back, we had heard about this place in Palm Coast called the European Village, and we've looked for it before.
Yes,
supposed to be
we have.
A cute little European village, and we couldn't find it. Well, this time we came by and saw the signs and turned in, and this time we found it. And it turns out the reason we couldn't find it is that even though it's only 10 years old, it went into bankruptcy, and then it was reopened as instead of a hotel as apartments. And but apparently, this is built on something that's not real good.
Apparently, and it's a cute place.
It's really cute. I really liked the place the way it looked. It really looked like an old European village.
Yes, it
really
was so
adorable.
Cute.
But when we got back, I had sent over to Jessica the next
uh-huh.
morning because it kind of surprised me. I did a little research on it because I just felt I should. And some horrible things have happened there.
Yeah.
And it's a very short time, some horrible things, three horrible things. And it's almost as if normal people go in there and then...
And go berserk.
Go berserk. Like they
mm-hmm.
just, like almost an angry energy takes
yes,
them over.
Yes.
And they do things that they normally would not do. And they literally had three specific events in a very short period of time. And so I don't think I'll ever go back there.
No, and honestly, it didn't have a good feel anyway.
Yeah, it was something.
It was just something. Because
yeah.
you kept saying, look, you can buy this. It'd be
I said,
really
this
nice.
Is
I'm
really
like,
cute. You can get a condo.
I'm like,
and you're
no.
like, no. And I have always said from the beginning of the show, when Jessica and I did the show, Jessica has a radar for darkness, for
yeah.
evil. That I've never seen anybody possess. You really do. And you kept saying, no. And I said, yeah, but it's so cute. Look how cute. And you're going, no. And you really do.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, no. Why would I want to live here?
Yeah, you said that. And so it made me look when I
yeah.
got home. And I was looking at it, and I was like, oh, I got to send this all to Jessica. So I emailed it to her. And it was
isn't
kind
that
of,
weird?
It was creepy when you read that stuff.
No, I wouldn't want to live there.
Some perfectly normal woman committed suicide
yeah.
for no apparent reason. Another
she didn't even leave a note or anything.
No, and they said it was like
that's
nobody.
Bizarre.
And then another, I mean, and the way she did it, and I don't want to go into detail, I don't want to be disrespectful, But there was a gentleman who walked into a bar there, had a few drinks. He'd been going there for quite a while, and his dad came, met him outside. They had a conversation. He went back inside, then he left. All of a sudden, he came back with guns and started shooting up the place. This doesn't happen here, you know.
No.
This is not, you know.
I mean, things happen. People go berserk.
No.
But it's all in one spot.
It's all concentrated in one spot. And this is a big area where the Native Americans lived. I mean, not just supposedly, we know it.
No, they
we
were
found their
everywhere.
Encampment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have to wonder if maybe something was built on top of something. And, you know, and again,
possible.
I don't want any liability issues. I'm not telling other people not to go there. But,
hey, it's a cute place to go have dinner.
It was a really cute place to go have dinner, definitely. But, you know, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
What came out of that after, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, it was really interesting. Okay, so let's go ahead.
I think you should do some reading.
Let's do some readings. Let's take our first caller at area code 252 with a prefix of 572. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi. Thanks
Hi,
for
who's
having
this?
Me.
Oh, you're
My name
welcome.
Is
Did you say Casey?
Yeah, Keisha.
Keisha, welcome to the show.
Mm-hmm. I just like a card, whatever you draw is fine.
Okay.
Whatever the angel
All right, well, I can do that. I'd be happy to do that. Normally what I do is I always ask you to ask just one question because we have so many people on the line waiting, so we try to get through everybody.
Finance.
But usually everyone has one question that they're hoping to get answered. Okay,
yeah.
So this is the first thing. This is the first thing I'm getting. Right now, I'm getting now is not the time to look for a great changes in finances. That it's coming. Are you studying or are you in the middle of certification of something?
Yes.
Okay, because that's what they're showing me. So they're saying basically. You have to get through that process, and once you complete that, then everything starts rolling ahead and doing really, really well for you.
Yeah, I know. It's Christmas time. Nothing rolls around.
Don't I know
Halloween.
It. And, you know, Jessica and I were talking about that prior to the show. It's Christmas time.
Yeah.
And that's when everybody needs money to buy presents. And my only suggestion is what I've suggested in other shows, it's a very appreciated gift. Take pictures that people have sent or that you have of others and put them in frames and or in little memory books and gift those. And they're so well received. People really appreciate that, you know. So that's an inexpensive way to give a gift that is truly always appreciated, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Right. Keisha, thank you for calling
God bless.
In. You too.
Right,
bye-bye
no
now. She was so sweet.
Yeah.
I like her. Yeah. She's got a good energy. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take our very next caller, which is calling from 818 with a prefix of 826. Welcome to the Christian. Oh, I heard a beep.
Hello.
You still there? Hi. What's your name?
Yeah. Hi, my name is Brittany. I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Well, hi, Brittany. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. You guys are so interesting. You make such like a great team. I can tell there's like synergy between you two.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
You.
We've known each other
since forever.
We don't want to say how long, yes. It makes us old. So, Brittany, how can I help you this evening?
I wanted to know what the angels or spirit had to say in regards to love relationships.
Okay, so here's a funny thing. Did you just start a love relationship?
No, I have not.
Because I feel one is so close to you, and it feels to me like something just started. So if it hasn't just started, it is about to. And you're probably thinking, well, if it's about to, I wonder who it is.
yes.
But, right? But I do see this happening. And so you just have to give it a little bit of time. But it is coming. It's very, very close to you. And I do see a love relationship with a man who respects you and also who will support you. You know, we were just talking about this the other day, and Jessica was teasing me because I was telling her this great thing I had seen about Tyler Perry and he is in character doing his Medea character, but he's doing a stage show across the country, and I really liked something he said. And this is important for you, and I'll tell you why. He talks about how when you look for, and I say he, but he was in character as a she, but you know what I mean. He talks about how when you look for a person, you need to compare them to a tree. And you don't want the leaf on the tree because the leaf will blow here and the leaf will blow there, and it's not consistent, and it's never where it needs to be when you need it to be. So you don't want the leaf. And then you think you might want a branch, but sometimes when you step out on that branch and you expect it to support you, and it doesn't and it breaks, you don't want a person who's a branch on that tree either, because you want somebody who's solid and supportive. But you do want somebody who's like a root, because for you in particular, I see that you need someone who supports you and nurtures you and builds you up, because sometimes you take yourself down when you shouldn't. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So I'm seeing this. I'm seeing that you're sometimes your own worst enemy, because you have a tendency to everything could be going good, but, boy, if one thing goes bad, you'll be the first one to beat yourself up. And and you need not to be doing that, but the person in your life needs to be your root, needs to be your nurturing system, the person who helps you grow stronger. So think about that when you meet this person. Does this person do that for you? And if they do, then that's one you want to hold on to.
Oh, wow.
Because that's something that will help you grow not only as a couple, but also stronger as a person.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Yes, thank you so much. I really
You're very, very welcome. I'm so glad you called in. Thank you for calling in, and please feel free to stay on and listen to the rest of the show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, she was sweet.
She was sweet.
She was sweet. You can always tell when people are extra nice. Do you know what I mean?
Well, when people have a nice, positive energy, I think that really comes across.
It really does. I mean, it's people don't realize, you know, when people are insecure or when they're arrogant or when they're conceited or when they're just, you know, mean, it shows up like a neon sign on their head.
Oh, my gosh,
yeah. You know, and people don't realize, but we can all, most of us can walk into a room and sit there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can watch people, and you can go, oh, she's really nice, oh, he's really nice, he's a bit of a jerk,
Well,
really
and the way people carry themselves,
It's body language,
mm-hmm.
it's body English, and it is an absolute, it's an absolute science. I mean, attorneys and law firms will hire people who have studied, you know, body English to be able to pick jurors, right?
Uh-huh.
Because what we do in our movements tells so many things. But people who are really sweet and nice, that does show through.
Yes.
Yeah, it shows through. And that's why if y'all wake up and you're having a bad day, put a smile on your face anyway. Because truly, people will view you as a happier person.
Yes, I agree.
You know?
Well, and they say you can convince yourself and other people that you're a happy, peppy person.
Well, you can. And we talked about that on another show. When you're feeling down and you're feeling blue, but you really know you need to push forward.
Put on a happy face.
Get up, dress up, and show up.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, then you're not happy.
Right.
And this is particularly important, you know, because this is the last show before Thanksgiving. A lot of folks don't have people to spend Thanksgiving with.
Right.
They don't have family close by and might be feeling kind of down about the holiday. And we've talked about on previous shows and specifically last week's show on how many things there are to be grateful for in this world.
Uh-huh.
And I will just mention two of them again because it blew my mind. If you have food in your refrigerator and clothes on your back and a roof over your head, you are richer than 75% of the people in this world.
Yeah, which is mind-blowing.
Which is mind-blowing. If you have just some spare change in a dish somewhere, you're among the top 8% of the world's wealthiest people.
Wow.
Okay. This one just blows mind. If you can attend a church meeting without fear of persecution or harassment or torture or death, you are more blessed than 3 billion people in the world.
Wow.
So So maybe it's time to, even though it's not the circumstances you want during the holiday or where you'd hope to be at this point in your life, take care to be thankful for the blessings that you do have, because there are so many out there. There are so many out there. I also want to report on a person who we spoke to last week on air. Her name was Tina, and she called in, and she was, her husband had applied to the VA, and he had lost his leg to diabetes, and they had applied to the VA, and it was 2 years, and they checked and checked and checked, and then all of a sudden, this time when they checked, the VA said, no, we have no record of receiving it.
Yeah, which is, oh, my gosh.
And as many people do, and many people will admit to, that sometimes it just takes a series of domino effect things to all go wrong at once to really mess up your life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't mean that you didn't live your life right, and it doesn't mean that you're not careful, and it doesn't mean you're not responsible. But if all those things happen at once, a domino effect happens. And for poor Tina, that's exactly what happened.
Right.
One of the best people I know. As a matter of fact, you're going to hear more why right now, and this will it just blows my mind. Okay, and this is how the angels work. We talked on the show last week about how even when these things happen, we have to believe that God is going to, if he leads us to it, he'll lead us through it.
Mm-hmm.
And also have faith. Never give up on your faith. And we talked to a lovely another woman who was in so much pain that she couldn't even sleep in a bed.
Yeah.
And we had told her to take the Hedge Prayer Protection, which anyone can get off my website. It's drginny.com, drginny.com, www.drginny.com, and you can get that prayer. And I like that prayer because it gives you a hedge of protection around you and your family, and kind of like the one that was built around Job. And it was given to me by a Catholic priest, and I highly recommend it. I say it every single day. And in any event, Tina, when we spoke to her, the angels had suggested that she call the radio station and the TV stations in particular. And she did. And they had come out and done a story.
Oh, they
the
did.
The next day. And as a matter of fact, if you go to my Facebook, it's on there.
Mm-hmm.
And she she did this story with the news. And then the news company did some research. And all of a sudden, praise God, the VA does have some record that this paperwork was filed, and she's not going to have to refile.
It's a miracle.
I believe she got a call by a congressman.
Oh, really?
God bless the VFW showed up and helped her out with some money for her
mortgage.
Oh,
that was nice.
And remember what I was telling you? This is a person who's, and I'm going to say this because I talked about it on the show, and she said it was okay last week. The person who lost her 19-year-old son in a car accident when he tried to avoid hitting a dog, whose mother just died of cancer, whose husband lost his leg. She had to have knee surgery, foot surgery, and now needs an implant in her eye, cornea implant.
Uh-huh.
All this happened at once, and then her
That is so much
down.
For one person to handle.
It's overwhelming, but do you know what she did?
What?
And this is why it just goes to show you, good people. Her knee was feeling better,
mm-hmm.
and she had gone down to the local homeless shelter and said, if you guys ever need some help, because she also, by herself, at the same age I am, went back to school and got her master's degree in social work.
Unbelievable.
Driving through snow roads last year, doing her internship, it was not easy. She persevered with the bad knee, with the mother dying of cancer, with all the... She did it all, and God bless her. And she went to the homeless shelter and said, if you need help, I'm here. You know, let me know. I can squeeze you in somehow. I want to help. Because that's the kind of person she is. She got a call. And they are interviewing her for the director of the
No
facility.
Way.
And I praise God that if it's right for her that she gets
yes.
it. But this is the kind of thing I was talking about. When I said to her last week, things are changing for the positive, I felt it. And I told her that.
Yes.
And you have to always expect that. And by golly, they did.
It did, didn't
that,
it? Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
From last week
so
to this
in one
week.
Short week, right?
That's amazing.
So always have faith, folks, because you just never know what's coming around that
yeah.
corner. And if you give up, it could be the day before or hours before
mm-hmm.
that call comes in and says, hey.
Mm-hmm.
She was so excited. She thought she was going to be
her.
Interviewed
That's
as a counselor. She's being interviewed as the director of the
Wow.
So, and she is such a wonderful person and has such tremendous knowledge. She would do so incredibly well.
Wow.
It would be
good
such
for
a benefit
her.
To them. So, yay. I'm just so happy for her. Okay. On that note, we'll go ahead.
Well, it's a nice positive thing.
It really is a nice positive thing, and I'm just so happy for her. And I always have to say, if anybody's looking to get a private reading with me, you can go to my website at drjeannie.com or give me a call privately, not, of course, during the show, after the show at 1-800-375-3446, 1-800-375-3446. Okay, let's go ahead and take our next caller, who looks like they're calling in from area code 520 with a prefix of 234. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, Dr. Jeannie.
Hi,
this
who's
this? Lisa calling you from Arizona.
Well, hi, Lisa from Arizona. How are you?
Well, I love listening to your words.
Oh,
they're very
you.
Inspiring.
Thank you very, very much. I appreciate that. Give all the glory to God, that's for sure.
No, I do. I embrace God.
I know you do. Now, how can I help you tonight?
Well, I'm trying to work to overcome a disappointment. It's very severe in the way that I've had a long working association, but strictly business association with someone that was very important to me, very good consultant on matters, a professional person, and they just recently said that they're retiring, and they're retiring within a couple of weeks. And so I'm working like mad to try and find different ways of making a replacement. Can you tell me what energy you see around that? I'm hoping that it'll be a good holiday season for me as far as being even keel and not any other stuff that comes out of the
right.
the ethers.
Well, I'm going to tell you two things that I see. I think you're going to ride this. That sounds like a weird thing to say, but somehow I think you get it. You're going to ride this okay. It's like riding out a storm, and that's kind of how I feel this is for you, because you feel upheaval. But I also see that this is going to give you an opportunity for a little bit of change, which, shockingly, I don't think is a bad thing right now. Now, part of this is because you know what you had before and it worked. To change it frightens you, and that's what's got you so upset. Because you know what you had, you don't know what you're going to get, right?
Right, right. And I know I can't replace it in
mm-hmm.
a duplicate form, and it will be changed on every level. And I'm working on my attitude, you know, to keep it real positive mm-hmm. and you know, just a good high energy coming in, you know.
Right.
So I'm working on that.
Well, and you should continue to work on that, because I see that's really important. But I also see that you're going to be victorious in this, and that what you want to have happen is going to come to fruition. And you need to keep thinking in that positive way. They're saying be prudent, be conservative, dot every I, cross every T, meaning check, check, double check, and then after you've double checked, triple check. But then you'll have the peace of mind that you're looking for. And this is going to bring you a different kind of tranquility. It's a new tranquility, but I do see it's going to be smoother for you. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So the angels are telling me that they hear you, and that your intentions have been heard, and that they are leading you in the right direction. So apparently you have someone or have heard of someone that might be able to help you in this?
I'm actually asking different folks. So mm-hmm. I'm putting out the information to a lot of different people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because you don't think that one person can fulfill what this one individual did?
Yeah, I do believe that to be.
Yeah. Okay. I believe it too. I believe it too. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I believe it makes a lot of sense, and I believe that you have to get what's going to work best for you. Nobody knows that but you. But remember what I said, double check it, triple check it, and then check it again. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, very good. All righty. But it will work out.
Oh, good.
Okay. So don't worry about that. It will work out. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Oh, you are beyond welcome. I hope you have a really I don't just hope it. I know you're going to have a good Thanksgiving, simply because I feel like you're going to find a little bit of peace there. I don't know why, but you are going to have a little bit of peace.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, that's important.
That is wonderful.
yeah. It's gonna happen, Lisa. So, you can just take a deep breath and not worry about that, and that alone is going to just kind of put you on a more even keel, so to speak. Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Listen, thank you so much for calling in tonight. And know that we will continue to pray for you, but everything's going to work out, okay?
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to continue listening to your show.
Yeah, please do. I'll mute you, but you're definitely still on, and keep listening. We love that, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. God bless. What a sweet woman, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's funny. We always, everyone sometimes thinks that their problems are so unique, but they're really not, you know.
So many people have so many similar problems.
So many similar problems. And the funny thing is, I have found almost across the board, the one thing that makes us have stress is fear. Fear of the unknown, fear that it's not going to work out, fear that they're going to be taken advantage of, fear that somebody's not going to do as good a job maybe as somebody else did,
mm-hmm.
fear that they're going to be alone, fear that they're going to get an illness, fear... They just would, if they leave this job and take a new job offer, is that going to be bad for them? Everyone operates from a position of fear, and just about everything that they do, their reason behind it is not because I want to go do this, I want to go have fun. It's because of fear, you know.
Right.
I want to go. The people want to go buy a new car, but they're not sure what car to buy, and they hesitate because they're fearful.
Right.
You know, or they're fearful of a car payment.
I think it's more fear of the unknown.
It always is, but that means you have no faith in yourself and no faith in God.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine if we had fear going up to that woman's house on Saturday and knocking on the door?
True.
Right? Can you imagine if we had fear driving into that vacant lot?
True.
We would never have gotten to see that beautiful, picturesque view on the intercoastal
right,
there.
Right, right.
I mean, you can't let fear ever control your life. You be conservative, you do the best you can do, and the rest is what's meant to be. I mean, God will always have your back. Doesn't mean that it doesn't mean you go out there and flagrantly do things that are stupid. Not giving
all
people
right.
the authority
or do dangerous
to
things.
Or do dangerous things, exactly.
Right.
But, you know, if you have something that you've always wanted to do, I encourage people to do it, because you know what? Not any one of us, right now, every single one of us just aged 5 seconds. Every single one of us.
That's a horrible thing to say.
But it's true. So you know what? Why sit there and worry? Let fear control your life. Go do something fun
I'm a firm believer in living life.
You are very much so. And I think I am too. And I think that's why we've been such good friends all these years, because we egg each other on.
Well, and we're never just going to be these people that sit back and watch other people doing it all.
No, we want to be the doers.
Yes.
We definitely are the doers. We definitely are. And we're having a good time doing it. And I wish more people would be doers.
I think so, too, because you regret so much.
Right. And it doesn't – there are a lot of folks might may be listening saying, well, I can't physically go out and do things. But you can learn about things. You can do research. You can, you know, just this one thing Jessica and I are involved in trying to find the actual location of the Matanzas massacre.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we didn't even have legs to go, we could make phone calls.
Right.
We could do research. We can Google. We can do that. And amazingly, could get all the information we need from that if we wanted to. There's other routes to do it. Some people say, well, I don't have a budget to go out and do things. Jessica and I
don't have the budget to go out and do things either.
We operate on a very, 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 very – I have a small budget. She and her family have a small budget. So we're very careful about the money we spend. And so we're and people are quite amazed, I think, when you know because we really spend very little money
well,
on all
right,
these adventures
right.
Well, we go on.
We drove up to St. Augustine,
right?
And not at St. Augustine, but close.
Close.
And
yeah,
okay, the beach was free.
Right. Yeah.
The drive, of course, cost you gas.
Right. Yeah. But
so you pretty much
that,
eat it every weekend.
Yeah. But that's okay, and so we went up there, and then we got to see that great lot.
Yes,
and the research
great.
That we did all online.
Mm-hmm.
All the people that we talked to, we gathered the information. Matanzas, if anyone ever wants to go, it's off of A1A. Matanzas is the state park. They give you a free boat ride over to the fort.
There's a lot of things that you can do that don't cost money.
That don't cost money. And it was fascinating and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And the interviewing that gentleman, I mean, we didn't interview him for the show. We just said we want to talk
yeah,
to you.
Right.
And he gave us more information. He was so kind. And then when you see that generous spirit in people, it just opens your heart up. And it's so cool. And so I would love for people to do that kind of stuff. Cause it's just fun. And you know what? And then we ended up going to the planetarium that night. For lots of reasons. One might have been that perhaps my daughter got extra credit if she went in her class.
Yes, I wanted to gnaw off my hands by the time the night was over.
It was a really long presentation, but I will say this. It was fascinating, and I know my husband really enjoyed it, and I enjoyed it. It made me think about how vast the universe it is, but also how... And we left there thinking how God has a sense of humor.
Yes.
Right? Because we've discovered there are planets that shoot molten lava. There are planets that have volcanoes that shoot snow.
Snow.
Yeah, just
snow.
I want
to live on that.
I know, it just sounded
that
cool.
That would be so cute. A bunch of
you
snow
know,
flying
there's
in the
Mars.
Air.
There's, I mean, there's Saturn, a pretty planet with a bunch of rainbow rings.
Right.
I mean, think about it. I think God just sat there and said, hey, let's try this. That'd be pretty cool. Really, and all of the vastness, how could all of these things been brought together to create this perfect world that we have? So it kind of took the science and then took the religious aspect and kind
and
of brought
it together.
Yeah. And I loved it. For that alone, I loved it. And it because I it's always scary when science comes into play in school because I think it takes kids whose minds are still being molded.
Mm-hmm.
And it can sometimes in these modern religion classes
right.
force them to have a thought process that doesn't include religion.
Well,
as
but you
we
know,
see
you,
it.
If you really look at it realistically, it should incorporate both.
It should.
Don't you think?
I think it should, but they generally don't incorporate
they
both.
They don't, but
no.
I think they should.
But
I think it's important.
I agree.
And if you're a good parent, you'll expose your kids to this stuff so that they can make their own decisions.
Make an edge, because that's why God gave us free will.
Right.
Right? So it was really interesting, and I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah,
to
me
say.
Too.
So,
even though I wanted to gnaw my hands off.
Well, after 2 hours of being arched back in those chairs that didn't go back far enough, I could not wait to get out of there.
Well,
but
I have, like, restless leg syndrome.
I know.
Terribly.
That became quite obvious as I kept getting kicked in.
Oh, I couldn't.
I know you have it. And so as I'm sitting there, I heard my husband snoring just a little bit.
Uh-huh.
My daughter's going, oh, my God, oh, my God. And I'm like, but this is so interesting, even though it was very long. And we were exhausted. We were fighting 35, 40-mile-per-hour winds.
Yes.
A mile down the beach. I think we were at least a mile on that.
I was
right?
so tired
trying
when I went home.
knew I was exhausted. But the point is, even the planetarium show, what was it, $5, I think?
Yeah.
So, you know, there are lots of fun things that you can do that are interesting and different.
Yeah.
And you know, it doesn't really cost a whole lot.
There's
so
a lot. You can go to the Dollar Movie Theater. I love the Dollar Movie Theater.
We do it all the time. We usually wait till the movies come to the cheap movie theater because it's just, it's more affordable, right?
Right.
So you do what you can do. I want everybody to get out and stop living in fear and take advantage of life because, you know what? That's what God put us here for, right? To enjoy it, to live it. Let's take our next caller. This next caller is calling in from area code 480 with a prefix of 519. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, ladies. This is Mike. How are you?
Great, Mike. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Quick question for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've met a friend, and things are going pretty well and so forth. And I was just curious if you saw any going into a romantic, area.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question, Mike. What part of the country are you calling from?
Oh, I'm in Arizona.
Arizona, okay. Let me take a look here. You've called in before, haven't you?
Yeah, sometime.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so right now what I can tell you is that I do see it going into a romantic area, but why are you so nervous about it?
Well, there's definitely a from previous relationships for her. The type of guys that she dated make a lot more money.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. Are you ready for this? Because
sure.
I already know the answer. Do you think she's a shallow person?
No.
Absolutely not. She's not. So the fact that you make more or less will not enter the picture for her. And I know what you're saying. You're concerned with her having a preconceived idea of what a date would look like, what activities would look like, et cetera, because he had the funds to do that. And so you don't want to be uncomfortable. The most important thing that you can do is to make sure that you don't try to impress her with money. Because, number one, you can't, okay, from what she came from, you can't. Number two, if that's all it was based on, then it's not really based on anything solid that you'd want to grow, right?
Correct.
Okay. So what I can tell you is that I do see that I feel a love feeling around this. I'm just going to tell you that. I feel love feeling around this. And I also, I sense that this is something, she's not shallow, she's not vapid, she's not vain. This is a girl that, you know, appreciates a person and not what's in that person's wallet.
Cool. Yeah, similar upbringings and so forth. So.
Yeah. Well, I think this could go well. Just don't be insecure. Because
right.
I'm feeling it from you, and that's I don't like feeling that from you because I feel like you're discounting yourself already. Do you know what I mean?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, absolutely.
So don't do that, and then everything will go a whole lot better, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Okay, listen, you're very welcome. You have a great Thanksgiving, okay? And enjoy this person. And again, remember, don't discount yourself, okay?
Roger that.
Okay, listen, take care and God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and we're going to take just a short commercial break here. Have you ever thought about getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life. Christian counseling can help facilitate the healing process for spiritual, psychological, and emotional growth. Hi, I'm Dr. Ginny. Being a Christian counselor means I'm dedicated to helping people resolve past and present issues. My goal is to help my clients develop meaning and purpose in life, enabling them to make changes that will result in personal growth and development, restoration of balanced lifestyles, and the emotional strength to yield lifelong results. If you're looking for some answers and would like some Christian or spiritual direction, please call me for a private one-on-one phone consultation at 1-800-375-3446. I would love the opportunity to talk with you and help make today better and tomorrow great. Hey, want to be able to talk to me live and have a personal reading done? Visit my website at www.drginny.com. That's www.drginny.com. You can get a personal in-depth reading, or you can check out who's going to be on our show next week right here on Blog Talk Radio at the Christian Psychic Cafe. Don't forget, drginny.com. Or call a toll-free number at 1-800-375-3446. And we're back with the Christian Psychic Cafe. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. I want to wish everybody a really happy Thanksgiving. Remember, we are not doing the show next Wednesday night, but we will be bringing you a very great, awesome, incredible,
exciting,
and exciting, that's correct, show on December 3rd, Wednesday night, and it'll be a live on-location show as we've done in the past. They always go really well. And then some funny things
hopefully
always end up happening.
Hopefully it won't rain on me this time.
We did do a show in St. Augustine.
Yes, in the pouring
rain. In a
rain.
Tropical storm. And Jessica got blown down the street while we were on air. It was really quite fun. I don't think I...
It was fun for everybody but me.
I almost maybe tinkled. I so hard. But this show, I'm sure, will prove to be just as interesting as exciting. So please make sure you tune in on December 3rd. Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We thank everybody for listening. We wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. And again, my prayers go out to Teresa and her family.
Yes.
Take care, everybody. God bless and good night.
White lips, pale face, breathing.